Couple of announcements to share. A big thank you to everyone that's had a part in today's services. Musicians and readers and lectors and assistants and decorators, people downstairs helping with the breakfast. Thank you to all of you. Holy Communion at the service will have three stations, one at the altar where you may kneel if you wish to kneel. We'll have two stations on the floor. If you prefer gluten-free wafers, ask that you come to the altar rail and just let the assistant know that you would like gluten-free. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia. Happy Easter to you and yours. This week I saw a picture of an outdoor church sign. Oh, hey, I need that basket back. I'm not going to eat the treats. Here. A church sign that said the greatest thing ever found on Easter was not the Easter basket or the Easter eggs. The greatest thing that was found on Easter was an empty tomb. The greatest thing ever found on Easter was the empty tomb. And that is why we gather here this morning with others around the world to celebrate that the tomb is empty, Jesus lives, alleluia. The lesson that Jim read from Matthew has the stuff in it for the making of a great movie for producers like Cecil B. DeMille's. I did not stay up to watch the end of the movie last night, anybody? I was kind of late. Or George Lucas. There are two women, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary. They were on their way to the tomb. Normally in that society, when a person died, you anointed their body with perfumes and oils and then put that body into a grave, a tomb. They did not have time to do that 3 days earlier because of the Passover, because of the Sabbath day. And so now, early on that Sunday morning, they were going to the tomb to anoint the dead body of Jesus with perfume. They were on their way to the tomb. But there's this big earthquake, an angel from heaven, and this angel rolled the stone away. The Roman soldiers that were stationed there at the tomb shook with fear. I try to shake here, but I'll fall over. Shook with fear, and then they fell down as if they were dead. And the drama continued with the words from the angel, "Do not be afraid. The tomb is empty. Jesus is alive. Come, see, and then go quickly and tell the disciples." I don't know about you, but my human experience says that there are some things that aren't supposed to change because of laws of physics or nature or just human experience. Big rocks do not move by themselves. Dead bodies stay where they are laid. But this Easter story causes us to pause and to wonder when our experience tells us one thing, but our eyes of faith declare something different. The message of the empty tomb is that the dead do not stay dead, that death has been conquered, that Jesus lives and we shall live also. God wants life, not death. God wants joy, not fear. God wants hope, not doubt. Big stones cannot get in the way of God's will. Soldiers cannot get in the way of God's will. Death cannot get in the way of God's will. And what is God's will? God's will for us is life, eternal life. And by raising Jesus to life from the grave, God gives to us the promise that we too will live forever. God has defeated death. God has emptied the grave. The door to heaven has been opened. Alleluia. 4 weeks ago, Tracy and I were on our way to Texas to be a part of the Salem Disaster Response Team in Houston. I received a phone call on the way. We were in Oklahoma from a niece. Her mother, my sister Dorothy, was about to go into a hospice center in Cincinnati. Tracy and I made kind of a left turn there in Oklahoma and headed over to Ohio to spend a week with my sister Dorothy and her family. And one of the last things I said to Dot was, say hi to Mom and Dad. That was my way of saying, because Jesus lives, you will live in heaven forever with family and friends departed. The stone has been rolled away. Jesus lives. And you, my sister, are on your way to heaven. Say hi to Mom and Dad. Death, anyone's death, is filled with pain, sorrow, questions, and confusion. But the death and resurrection of Jesus is a promise to us that death does not have the final word, that death has lost its sting, that even in death there is the promise of eternal life in heaven. Twice in today's reading, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary are told, do not be afraid. The first time is by the angel, and then the risen Jesus talks to them and says, do not be afraid. Even in the midst of your fear, your confusion, your questions, your doubts, do not be afraid. God says, have hope. Jesus is alive. There's another pair of similar words said to the two Marys. The angel tells them to go quickly, tell the disciples that Jesus is alive, and then Jesus gives them that same message. Go to my disciples, tell them that I will meet them in Galilee, and there they will see me. With the news of the resurrection comes a responsibility for each and every one of us to share, to be a part of. That responsibility is to go, to tell others what you have seen and what you believe. Go tell others that Jesus is not dead but alive, that God has conquered death. The tomb is empty. Jesus lives. We gather around the empty tomb this morning. The angels and Jesus tell us to go quickly, to tell our family, our friends, our neighbors, our classmates, our co-workers that Jesus lives, that death is not the end, that heaven's gates have been opened wide. Go quickly. Hey, John, I'm going to tell your story. This isn't in my script, so I might as well come down. I had a story about Tracy and I going to a meeting, and the key of the meeting was to invite 10 other people, and that would make this fundraiser a success story. John told me a personal story that I think is a much better ending to our Easter sermon today. John was talking about the days when he was in Luther League a couple of years ago. John had a Model T pickup convertible. Get that? Oh, man. That's a chick magnet if ever I saw it. So I don't know, Mary, if you were a part of that story or not. No, I'll say it. Sorry. It was definitely not a chick magnet. It was a truck. But John said that he would go around, and he can't do this today because it's illegal, the bed of the pickup truck, he would pile in his families and friends. There would be three people sitting in that bench seat with him in the cab, and they would go off to church, right? It was church that you went to. You probably did some other things, but we won't go into that. He said, no. I asked if, did you have people on the running boards? He said, no. But imagine that picture. John driving his convertible Model T pickup truck filled to the brim with his friends going to church. John was an instrument inviting people to come and see. Come and see is the task, the responsibility that we have, not only on Easter morning, but every day, to say to all people, Jesus is alive, Jesus lives, come and see. All right, I don't have my notes. Christ is risen, no, alleluia, Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed, alleluia, amen. At this time, we'll sing our next hymn.